Hello there. We're now going to finish off this series of meditations on the wisdom that comes from above, and we're going to be looking at two words, impartial and sincere. Let me read the passage again from J.B. Phillips. The wisdom that comes from God is first utterly pure, then peace-loving, gentle, approachable, full of tolerant thoughts and kindly actions, with no breath of favoritism or hint of hypocrisy. And the wise are peacemakers who go on quietly sowing for a harvest of righteousness in other people and in themselves. As we finish this series, I really do hope that it has introduced a greater awareness in us that how we behave and speak with each other, often in the name of the Lord, into the issues of the life of the kingdom, is very important to God, how we behave, how we speak. Our words and our contributions can either be destructive or helpful. We can settle stormy waters, or we can further trouble them, making them worse. And so the seventh characteristic is impartial. The Greek word adiakritos, and it means without partiality, without dubiousness, ambiguity or uncertainty. This Greek word, again, is only found here in James's letter, and it's a very rare word in classical Greek. This wisdom from God is steady, fair, persistent, and unmistakable. It shows no favoritism, and it does not discriminate. It actually desires that everyone gets a fair hearing. And the eighth and final characteristic of the wisdom from heaven is that it is sincere. Here the Greek word anupokritos, and it means unfeigned, undisguised, or sincere. It's in contrast to the word that Jesus used of the scribes and Pharisees, hypokritos. We get our word hypocrite from it. It means play actor or one who pretends. And so this wisdom from above, therefore, does not have to pretend. It is the genuine article. It's the real thing. It has a ring of authenticity about it. And when we come into contact with the wisdom of God, we know at once that it is healthily true. James went on to write that you can see the fruit of this kind of wisdom. It is a harvest of righteousness. Whereas the fruit of the wisdom of the earth is disorder and every vile practice, the fruit that comes from heaven is wholesome and life-giving. As we've already noted, Jesus said of false prophets that they would be identified by their fruits, the stuff they leave behind in their wake. It's not what they have said so much, but it's the result of what they've said. It's the end result, or the harvest of their sowings. You see, what you sow, you will reap. God looks for a harvest of peace, from people of peace who construct peace. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. It's interesting to note that the phrase close friend in Hebrew literally means the man of my peace. In other words, there are some people in this world that as soon as you are in their company, you start to relax. That's the effect of a close friend. That is also the fruit of godly wisdom. People start to relax. The NIV Bible commentary says, to raise a harvest of righteousness demands a certain kind of climate. A crop of righteousness cannot be produced in the climate of bitterness and self-seeking. Righteousness will grow only in a climate of peace. Thus, it must be sown by the peacemakers. Such persons not only love peace and live in peace, but they also strive to create conditions of peace. They have peace with God. They have peace with themselves. They have peace with their circumstances. And they have peace with others. Having received the peace of God, they live in peace and they introduce peace into whatever circumstances they find themselves in. So, may what we do and say today flow out of a good and beautiful life that reflects accurately the life of the Lord Jesus, who is himself the Prince of Peace. May we have a good effect on others, introducing the wisdom of heaven into our conversations and discussions this day. So our leaving thought is this: we do not want the wisdom of God for ourselves only. That is spiritually selfish. We seek the wisdom of God also to be a blessing to others, creatively beautifying their worlds. And we pray, dear Father, you have created so much beauty. Help me to do the same today in the lives of those who are around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you for listening. Let's go and make a difference out there. Take care.